What's going on, everybody?
I'm going to turn my phone down.
How's everybody doing? I am welcome to Sisters United. We are having a wonderful day. So today we're going to be in the seats, y'all. We're going to be in the chairs. We got an awesome topic for you today. What's going on, Glory? Talk to us, girl.
Good morning. I guess the phone don't have to, but that's okay. Good morning, everybody.
You hand it to me. I'll do it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, y'all, we are excited about Sisters United and what God is doing with us. Praise God. Amen. And as you know, we are Christian-based, but we talk about real topics, everyday issues. And Glory has a wonderful topic we're going to be talking about today. Before we get into our topics, I want everybody to let me, well, I know y'all can hear me because I just, you know, ran into some feedback. But we definitely just want to send some shout-outs to Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. They are proud sponsors of the My Gospel Soul Network, okay? They have been supporting this ministry for a long, long time, for many, many years, and have made it possible for us to soar like eagles. How about that? So we want to send a shout-out to JD's Man Cave. We also want to send a shout-out to Fitness Evolution, with none other than Raymond Trainer Ray, that's what we call it. So we definitely are excited about what God is doing with Sisters United. Y'all give us a minute. You know, we got to get our meet, make sure our media is on point.
Oh, you
want
to
go?
Yeah.
Oh, it wouldn't go sideways?
It would.
Okay. So while we get our stuff together, why don't we take a break? We're going to take a break. And when we come back with you guys, guess what? We're going to get into our topic. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right. This is Sisters Unite. All right, welcome back, welcome back. This is Sisters United. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? God is good all the time. Thanksgiving was good, as y'all can see, on these hips. Yes.
I can't even cross my legs.
Hold on. Let me try. Look, you know it's bad when you lean back to
for
do
real.
It.
Trying to catch your hip.
You got to listen. Listen. with God, all things are possible. How about that?
Right.
So Thanksgiving was wonderful. What's going on? Talk to me about your Thanksgiving.
You know what? We had an awesome time in my mom's house. Everybody came together. We were vibing. You know, I had some family came down from California. It was an awesome time. We was just vibing, you know, played the music, ate so much good food. Didn't have no potato salad with no raisins. We didn't play that.
Don't be playing.
Yes, we had some good food. We had some good food. And still got food left over.
Yeah, I'm still there.
I don't know if I want to give it away or eat it away. Yeah, I'm giving it away. Our neighbors always coming over here.
Girl, I'm still working on my pecan pie. Baby, listen, I have to pace myself. Because, you know, you got people. Listen, let me tell y'all something. My kids came over, Jesus. And they ain't kids. I always call them kids. They not youngsters. They grown folk.
Right.
And my two daughters live together.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, because she know my other daughter is mm-hmm. not going to. So she's like the mama.
Yeah.
In the house. So she left with like probably about 6 or 7 carryouts. She said, okay, this is going to be lunch and this right here is going to be, and I got to put cakes and pies over here.
Wow.
I said, do what you do, boo, because it's just me and my husband living in the house. I don't need all that food left in my house.
Right.
I just don't need it. You don't throw it away anyway. How long do you keep leftovers? Let me tell y'all something. Next month, if I come over your house and you still got dressing up in there with all them onions and stuff in it, and you talking about you about to eat, if it's in the refrigerator. Now, some of y'all put it in the deep freezer or whatever you freeze it. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about the one that let that sit in that Jesus, glory be to God, in that refrigerator all them days. Get rid of that.
Yes.
That is not the word of the Lord. Freeze it. That is not the work of the Lord. Get rid of that.
Yeah,
I'm just get rid of it.
Make room for new food.
For new food, please, because Christmas is coming. Yes, now, what you doing for Christmas? I'm not doing, listen, I don't want to see another turkey, and I don't want to see no more dressing.
I think we're going to do a gumbo.
Oh, that sounds good.
A seafood gumbo.
Seafood?
Yes, we're probably like a little small desserts, but we want a gumbo. My sister, she make a good, shout out to my sister. I don't know if she watching. But shout out to my sister, Diamond Drizzle.
Uh-oh.
She makes a good, her name on Facebook, Diamond Butler. She makes a great gumbo, and she has a food catering services.
Shut up.
She makes a bad gumbo. Oh, I hope she hears this video. She's like, oh, you was bragging. Yes, I'm bragging about this. You make a good gumbo, girl.
Yes. Well, I know my husband, I already let him know, baby, you know, if it is, if it has seafood in it. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
How was your Thanksgiving? Oh, wait a minute. I don't like that setup. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I volunteered on Thanksgiving.
I saw
yards of the day.
Yes.
And feeding community. And that was, then I came home because I actually didn't finish up my stuff. I went and volunteered and I came and finished what I had going on. But yeah, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I was listening to your, I saw a couple of posts about you volunteering. How did it go? Talk to me.
It was great. I loved it. Like I said, I just believe that we are the hands and feet of God. And I think it was such a rewarding as well as an humbling experience. You know, a lot of times you just never know because the expression from the people's faces that they just kind of think that nobody cares for them. They don't know where their food was coming from. You know, most people have some type of family or friends or whatever to be able to enjoy holidays with. But we don't realize sometimes that everybody don't have that. So I think it was wonderful. I loved it. It was great.
Well, you know, volunteering is a very, very wonderful thing to do. A lot of people at Christmas time volunteer, you know, when it comes to giving and it comes to the less fortunate. I'm so excited about what you did because for a lot of people, it's gone out of style, I guess you could say. They're not going to get involved, help anybody. And sometimes, you know, it's the times that we are in as well. A lot of people are struggling. They feel like, well, I don't have anything to contribute anyway.
Right.
You know, but just showing up to volunteer is enough. You know, okay. Just showing up in a helping hand is enough. Okay. You know,
yeah.
And then we're on Facebook. So when we see so many people saying, I'm volunteering, I'm doing this, I got a charity going on, show up. Show
right.
up. You know, you're not doing nothing. Let's be honest. Some of us are not doing anything.
Right.
You know, we're just sitting around watching TV, talking about how wonderful it is that everybody doing something.
even if it's just giving, you know, like I was trying to do the food drive to help feed families. Just give a can or two, go in your pantry. I'm like, that's why I had said, I think it was that Wednesday. I was like, just go in your pantry Wednesday. Even if you don't have to go to the store, go in your pantry, get a couple of cans. If you're able to, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you have to go buy a fortune. I told my, on my Facebook, I was like, I have 430 some friends. If each one of y'all give one can, $1, I mean, you know, I mean, that's not even asking a lot, you know. I'm saying if one can, it'll be 432 cans.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, you know, it's not even, it's just everybody coming together, putting something together to help somebody less fortunate. You know, it's not even asking a lot. You know, I even went into my pantry and just, you know, had a whole bag full of stuff. I mean, a lot of times we buy stuff and just to buy it and it's been sitting there for a while. Make sure it's not outdated because a lot of people want to just clean out their pantry and give you a bunch of junk. No, make sure it's worth something that somebody can eat and it's something that you will actually eat. You know, so you want to make sure, you know, it's not outdated and it's worth eating. And like I said, because I'm actually doing another food drive for Christmas, a blanket drive. And a toy drive, a blanket drive, and a food drive for Christmas. And so I'm just asking people to volunteer or to put together. So just to come together and put stuff together, you know, to be able to give back to people that's in situations like this. And because if you were the one that was in the situation, you would want somebody to do that for you.
Exactly.
So I think it's not much just to go in our pantry to put a, I mean, even if, because I know we're not able to give it to everybody, but even if you feed three or four families, that's something better than nothing.
That's right. And I think sometimes that the tourist people, because they feel like, well, I can't do much, you know, but you can do something, you know? And one thing I want to throw out there because we got an awesome topic that we're going to talk about today, which this lines up with it. But I want to say this. If it's five people that have a small amount of something to give, if those five people get together, then imagine what y'all can do together.
Right.
I find so many people that just want to work by themselves.
Yeah.
With their own stuff. And I always tell people, even with the things that I have, I say, come, let's work together. Let's get together. Did I help you? You help me? We work. We do this thing. But everybody is like, I'm on my own thing. That's why, and I think that's why it's like 1,500 churches.
Right. On every corner.
You know what I'm saying? Right on look, one block of church, the next block of church, the next block, and you got 50 cars pulling up at the three churches on the same street. And I'm like, oh my God, you know. Yeah. But It is. We strike a bigger blow when we work together. Right. You know, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to put Sisters United together, to show women, hey, we can strike a bigger blow if we work together. And we need to crush that stigma that women can't work together. You know, women can't deal with each other. We are constantly competing with each other. It's some of us that can work together.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can be that example to show, you know, for other women to say, well, you know what? I sell this and I do this. Let me hook up with this person. You know, that's why the pop-up shops are so exciting.
Right.
And this is just an example of what I mean by what we can do if we work together. You see what I'm saying? And so I just want to encourage everybody, get out there and join up with somebody else and be a part of what they're doing.
Right.
Because, I mean, unless you're just trying to get the glory, then, you know, I can help you with that.
Self-glory.
Yeah, you want everybody to just sing the praises of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, the Bible says you already have your reward.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there. All right. Let's get into it. We're going to talk today about a topic. Now, the girl Glory got us today again. So I'm going to give it over to Glory. What's going on, Glory? What are we talking about, girl?
Let's talk about sacrifices. The reason why I chose this topic because a lot of people are doing, but they're not sacrificing. They're doing it, like you said, self-glory, wanting a trophy for nothing, only to glorify themselves, only to show that they can outcompete the next person. Sacrificing. When you truly give up something that really don't mean you no good anyway, you can get a better result. Like, for prime example, I'm in a season where I'm trying to get my body back right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to become more healthier, choose better choices of foods, you know, find different ways to cook healthier meals.
Right.
So I was thinking, like, man, I need to sacrifice something. Like, I'm not seeing those results. And then I recently, like a couple of months ago, I set up an appointment to go do the gastric bypass surgery. I was going to go and just have a surgery. It's easy to go get on the table, get cut, have a surgery. Boom, I'm done. But what happens if your mindset doesn't match the surgery? What happens if you go get the surgery, but you have yet learned how to sacrifice the things that you really love to eat?
Exactly.
So are you gaining anything or are you still losing by taking the easy way?
Exactly.
What are you gaining? What are you gaining by going to go get a weight loss surgery?
Yeah. You know, you brought that up, but my husband went through the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's trying to get his kidney.
Right.
Now, if it wasn't for that, I would have just kept my big old plump bear.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And because if you don't have the discipline to lose it naturally, then if you get the surgery, you're not going to have the discipline to keep it off when it comes out, because you have to change what you eat. You have to change. It's a lifestyle change.
So
some people think it's a diet. It's not a diet.
No,
it's a lifestyle change. Because he had the sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, so he has to eat a small portion.
Right, right. That's what I'm
Let doing. Me tell you something about a greedy, not my husband's not greedy, but a man that likes to eat.
A man, I got one at home. A man that loves to eat and knows how to cook.
And knows how to cook. Oh, my Lord. And it's 80 weight gravy on everything. I'm just saying. It was, he didn't do it before he met me.
Right.
But after I gave him a job, I said, you got one job, and that's to stay alive, right? So he began to discipline himself. Now, he fixed me gravy all day long, as you can see with these thighs.
Yeah.
He, He fix me great all day long, but he can't eat all of that.
Mm-hmm.
When he had to sleeve his whole, he became so different. I was so impressed because there's certain things he can eat, it's certain, he drink a lot of water. You know, I was looking at him, I was like, I'm so proud. But it was a, not just a sacrifice for the thing that he loved, but also the sacrifice for the woman that he loved and for himself.
For himself.
Because if he didn't, no matter how much he loved me, if he didn't love himself, he was not going to make, not for me, you know, not for, like they say, for the gram. None of that. You ain't going to make
it. I do anything for clout. You know, that's really the world we live in now. People are, I'm seeing, like, I get motivated when I see big girls slim down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if they doing it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
But we see this image, but we don't see what happens behind the scenes.
Right.
We don't see the midnight struggle or the middle of the day snacking or the sacrifice from wanting a burger versus wanting to eat, you know, a chicken wrap. Like, we don't see right. the struggle of, like, wanting a Coke versus wanting a apple juice. Like, we don't see the struggle. You know, and I'm looking at the results. Like, we see the results. But we don't know how to truly sacrifice to get the results. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told myself, like, this 2021, I probably gonna cut off social media. Like, just give it a rest because I'm seeing so much, and I feel like it's the catching of the eye. Like, I think that I can get those results by what I see, but I'm not gaining nothing. Exactly. It's like, okay, because I'm not putting in the work to get that result.
Yeah.
So let me just keep my eye on my own,
on my own stuff.
let me get discipline together.
But you know what? We talked about that. Did we read on the I think the last show how Facebook will make you just, I mean, it will make you think that you are somewhere else. Because I know for a moment, like, people see me posting.
Yeah.
But I've been posting from all kinds of other apps. You know, Instagram doesn't give me as many challenges as Facebook was.
Wow.
Because Facebook is like, people are so, I can't even find the word. They're so competitive, vindictive, or say anything. They love to perpetrate. They love to make you think that they're doing it and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's not real.
It's not real.
And so
it's an illusion.
So for a time, all of my posts was automatically posted to Facebook for my radio show and all that stuff.
Right.
But personally, I couldn't deal with it because it was too much and it was so many people lying. You know, you're not living like that. You know, posing in front of cars on big vacations. You're not on vacation. You know, you know. But that's what Facebook was. It perpetrated.
Right.
And it causes you to get out of your path, out of the plan that God set for your life. Like, we're talking about sacrifices. It's a lot of sacrifices I've made to get to where I am right now.
Right.
But like I said, I had to remove myself from watching people because you either see what they're doing or you're watching what they're doing.
And then you try to copy.
And can we just say spirit? It's a spirit that comes over you. But that's that comes with Facebook. It's something that comes over you and say, if you could do it, I could do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I never liked being, I like to be authentic.
Right.
So I ever feel myself saying, look what she's doing, and, oh no, I have to get off of that. I have to, and I'm a block queen. I'm going to raise my hand and say it. Can y'all see me?
No, I was going to actually tell you the camera's in front of you. I mean, the phone is in front of you.
What about now?
Yeah, we can see you now.
But anyway, so I'm a block queen, honey. I will block people. And it's not to be vindictive.
Right.
It's just that I can't handle seeing you right now. Right. I don't like how you do stuff. And I tell people all the time, it's my timeline. Mm-hmm. I can choose what I want to see. Right. I can choose what I want to enjoy. You know, I want to see inspiration. I want to see people winning. I want to see, I don't want to see people with their behinds hanging out. Can I say that? Yeah. I am a little old school. I don't want to see all that. I don't want to see it. So in your life, you have to, with everything that you're doing, make the sacrifices. And a sacrifice is not an easy thing. It's something that's going that you, it's going to take discipline to keep up.
Discipline.
You know, when you sacrifice for say, you let's go to church, right? Mm-hmm. The pastor say, okay, we're trying to get a room built onto the church.
Yeah.
I need everybody to sacrifice so-and-so so we can get this done.
Right.
Right? You know what you start doing? You start looking at, I got this to pay, I got that to pay, I got this. You forget about faith. You forget about keeping the bill. You start thinking, because that's how your mind is. I can't give this, I can't do that. Well, I'm just going to be the one that's not going to give.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But in sacrifice, you reap a reward. So when you learn to say, okay, let me open my hands. We talked about that. Let me open my hands. And then God is able to fulfill whatever it is that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times the ministry, just like when Rita was talking about canned goods, and then how many friends you got? Like, I got thousands of friends, right? A dollar. You know, it is so hard today to get people to donate.
A dollar. If 1,000 people give $1.
Exactly.
You can feed a whole neighborhood for $1,000.
And did you really sacrifice a dollar?
Spend more than talking about.
I'm not going to. But half the time, people don't give Rita because they just don't want to see you win.
They don't want to see you win.
But watch this, Rita. They don't even know that it ain't even about you. They don't have a problem. Look, they letting their selfishness keep them from being blessed and from blessing somebody else because they don't want to see Rita win. I'm not getting no t-shirt from Rita.
Yeah.
I ain't getting it.
Ain't nobody gonna support more than I'm
ain't
going.
Nobody support me. Look, ain't nobody helping me.
It's the mindset of an individual. Like, and people don't, and you know, I was talking about this with my husband. Like, when you sacrifice something that you really, really love or you really, really attached to and it's not giving you, it's not allowing you to move forward, you don't even know what you're holding up for your community.
Exactly.
Like, if I sacrifice my, like, my weight loss, my weight, being overweight is has a lot to do with mental and discipline. Like, so imagine, like, once I get the body that I'm striving for, which I don't have a goal, I just want to be healthy.
Yeah.
I don't really have an image. There's no, I took that in, like, I took that image out of my head.
Yeah.
I don't have an image. I want to be glory. I want to be the best glory. You know what I'm saying? That's, I want right. to be healthy. I don't care about this image that everybody is thirsty after. I don't want that image.
They thirsty after.
You know what I'm saying?
I could.
This
image right here.
Yeah, the image.
That image.
I'm thinking about, okay, that's if right. I sacrifice what I'm holding on to that's not making me forward, what type of healing I'm gonna get in my body that I can translate it to somebody else?
Yeah.
And then it just keeps going all around me. A lot of women are wanting to lose weight, but they don't even know how to lose weight because they only see in that image.
Yeah,
they feel like, oh, if I do this right, then I can get this body. Like,
but they, like, let's go back. Now we went from sacrifice to, I don't know where we at right now, but there's somebody needs to hear.
Yeah.
First of all, we'll go back to what you said. They don't know what it takes to get there.
No.
And that's why a lot of people bow out before. Like, they'll start something like these crazy diets, these crazy drinks. Oh, I'm going to drink this for 3 days. Look, water diet, the this, that, and the other. And then after 2 months, and you don't see, you think in 2 months you're going to have that frame. And so you give up.
Right.
You give up. You know, so
it's the process.
It's the process.
It's discipline. It's you saying no to what you love the most.
Yeah.
It's you completely changing your mindset. And this is why God say we gotta renew your mind daily. If you're not renewing your mind and you're not transforming your thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to always give up. You're going to always give in. You're going to always go back to that piece of cake. You're going to always want to go to that Burger King on the corner because you have yet to change the way you think.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, put in, you got to put in the work. You got to make the sacrifice to get to where you want to get to. Like I said, I don't have an image. I used to have an image, but it wasn't the image that God wanted for me. It was only the image that looked good on Instagram or looked good on Facebook or looked good when I took a picture of my friends. That was the image of the enemy. It wasn't what God wanted for me.
But, and you know, you want to say something, Rita? Because we, girl, we are into it. You want to say something?
I think it just... I totally understand. You ain't the only one that struggled with that. There's a lot of people. Well, we have to realize we have to become disciplined. And that's something that I have been actually trying to get back to myself is discipline. I think with this pandemic, a lot of discipline has been lost because, you know, you at home and you just chilling or whatever the case may be because you stuck in the house. But I think the disciplinary, not only that, it comes with discipline and it comes with accountability. I think everybody needs a accountability partner because if you don't, you know, if you don't have no one or nobody keeping you accountable, you just be like, anybody go, no, I start over tomorrow because I know I have that issue. I'll be like, I do good today.
Right.
I'll let tomorrow take care of itself. I think being sacrificing, like you said, is either you sacrifice now or you suffer later. And that's kind of one of the things that has been, like she said, the whole thing is becoming healthy, not just physically, but mentally whole, you know, becoming healthy. Whole, you know, and I think like we always, you know, we always speak about faith and we're like, but faith without works is dead. We have to put in the work and that's with physical, we have to, business, whatever, the process. Like you said, a lot of times we see the product. But we don't see what you had to go through to get to the product. And that's what I always, even by business, I tell people, I say, y'all only see the product. You don't know what's going on behind the scene.
Right.
You just see the finished product. And like you said, a lot of, because I follow a lot of those keto groups and stuff like that. And it kind of gives you motivation because you'll see the people before and you'll see that after. But like you said, you don't know what that dash in between holds or what they had to go through and what they're sacrificing to be able to get to where they're going. And I think it's just it's all a fact of being disciplined. And it comes with prayer. I'm like, Lord, you know, I can't do this on my own. Jesus, I need your help because, look, I can't do it. You know, and some things, like you said, we have to just be able to sit down, work it out, write it out. What is my goal? Some days we're going to fail. Some days we're going to have it great. You have to do it until you get there. You know, you have to be consistent. Like I had, you know, started walking the track. Something threw me totally off. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I need to get back. I need to get back. So when you fall off, get up and get back on, you know, get back in the game, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, until you get there, because one lady on the group, she was saying how it took her about 5 years. She's like, but I met my goal. Right. You know, that means she fell off sometimes because there's no way it took you 5 years to lose like 60 pounds or 70 pounds. But, you know, there was some monkey wrenches thrown in the process, you know, that threw you off track, but as long as you back up, you know, just you fall, you know, and that's kind of how I see it. Like I said, oh, okay, well, I done gained 10 pounds. Okay, well then let's come up with a plan to lose these 10 pounds. Right. I mean, no bread, no cookies, no chips, no juice, water, spinach, you know, I mean, it's a process. And like you said, nobody know what you go through behind the scene. You know, you just gotta, that, you know, that's why I'm not one of the ones that really pay attention to Facebook like that, because I tell people, you don't know what people are going through behind the scene. You know, you don't know what they're sacrificing. You don't know. You just see these beautiful pictures because nobody put their struggles on Facebook. They put all the limelight on Facebook.
That's
everything
I
good.
See everything. Like, I want to expose up. Everything. Let's see
when
I'm
transparently.
Yeah.
But you know the crazy thing about it is, no, you know what? Let me go back. to loving yourself.
Yeah.
Like some people say, I lost the weight because I hated myself. Mm-hmm. Then you look at them a couple of years from that, and the pounds have come back. You have to first love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a member of my family has gained a lot of weight after high school.
Right.
And she just was disgusted with her body. And she just kept trying to lose weight, kept trying to lose. And she would lose it, gain it back, lose it, gain it back. And I had to sit her down. I said, listen, I want you to stop. And then I want you to get up every day and wrap clothes around, and this is how I like it, wrap some clothes around that body, look at yourself in the mirror and say, girl, you're sexy.
Yeah.
I need you to get up every morning and I want you to dress. I want, first of all, accept how God made you. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we are losing weight for the wrong reason.
Right.
Accept yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look for people to, oh, I want to be, if I look like this, I'm going to be accepted. If I look like that, I'm going to be accepted. We go through Instagram. We go through, you know, and if I look like, every morning, Rita, I look in the mirror and say, you got a big nose. I love it. God gave that one to you. You know, I have to do that. So, because when we walk out there as women into the world, it's so much out there. And we as women love to tear each other down. Girl, did you see her forehead? Girl, she got a 5-head. Girl, you know what I'm saying? We do that. We'll do that. And we don't realize that some people haven't accepted themselves yet. You see what I'm saying? So, I just, for that person that's listening, dear, first of all, why are you trying to lose weight? Figure out why you want to lose it. Figure out what you want to lose it for. Because I know some big, beautiful women.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But it wasn't until they came. Yeah. And that's why I say, you know, I like what you said about being healthy. Lose weight to be healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Or just get healthy. And accept yourself.
Right.
I tell my daughter all the time, I say, girl, you sexy, girl, wrap some clothes around, wrap some fabric around there, push them up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not, I know that people say, well, you know, we shouldn't be the, listen, when you get up, before you walk out that house every day, you should feel good about yourself before you leave out that house. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be losing weight because somebody told me I'm fat. It was a guy a long time ago told me, you too big for me. I don't usually date heavy women or whatever. And then I almost let it get stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Till I looked in the mirror and said, girl, I don't know what he was talking about. You look, you know what I'm saying? So you have to accept yourself.
Right.
You have to, and then this age thing. Can I just go there just for a minute? I know we're talking about sacrifice. Some people feel like when you get a certain age, you shouldn't be wearing it. You this age, you this that. You know, we in the South. In the South, we got that little Momo type dress that we wear after we get a certain age. You go up to New York, California, you see beautiful, I'm talking about silver foxes looking good. You see what I'm saying? We have, be who you are.
Right.
Stop letting people put you in a box. Stop putting yourself in a box when it comes. Figure out and accept who you are. Do that first before you get on a whole weight loss journey. Because if you eat, you overeating, you're depressed. Mm-hmm. Deal with depression first before you start trying to lose weight. I know somebody saying, "Well, I did." No, deal with depression. Deal with the issue that makes you eat.
Yes.
Because if you lose the weight, you didn't lose the issue. Right. You just lost the weight.
Come on, that right there.
I'm just saying, you didn't lose the issue. You just lost the weight. But the issue going to be right there saying, all right, girl, go and get that whole bowl of Fruity Pebbles. What did you say, Rita? Ain't nobody watching. So I think before we even get into talking about the diet plan, the this, the that, if you don't like you, after you lose the weight, then you're going to get something added to your behind. You're going to get some pumped into your lips. You're going to get some Botox and be looking like you're thinking all the time. You're going to get something. You're going to keep on. destroying you. It's just like an alcoholic, and it's just like a drug addict. You know, when one high don't work no more, they go into another high. When that high don't work no more, they go into another one, you know? And guess what? They still have that issue. They still have the issue. So,
Let me chime in while we're right here. that's and a lot of women struggle with some type of flaw. You know, we it's so easy to point out our flaws and what we don't like. And those some of those things we can't even change, you know. So I was born with a hit head. I was born because I used to, you know, we all had a little thing about, oh, I wish I was taller. Oh, I wish I was smaller. I wish I was this. I wish I was that, you know. And we don't never embrace who God created us to be. You know, the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have to learn to embrace whatever it is. Change those things. Yeah, if you want to, you feel like you're overweight and you need to lose weight because of healthy choices, not because of what society says. That's where my program come in that says I am enough. Because you have to look at yourself every day, regardless of what you feel like, and say, okay, Rita, you are enough.
Yes.
In spite of what society tells me, in spite of what I'm looking at, in spite of what I'm feeling like, God made me enough. And while I'm working on who God, a better version of myself, I need to accept who God created for me to be and not look at what the society demands. Because, yes, if we look at society, the music videos, listen to the music, if you look at, you're going to feel like you're dumb. You're going to feel like you don't have the perfect shape. You're going to feel like all these demands that life and society try to make you feel, you're going to try to live up to that standard, and you will never be enough because you'll never meet those standards. Because as soon as you meet those standards, something else changed. And like she was saying about the losing weight part, and then you start losing weight, you got to fix the inside of you.
Yeah.
You have to fix your mind, those toxic things that's talking to your mind, those toxic thoughts. We have to override them. We have to take captive of our thoughts, because if we don't, even when we lose weight, we don't always feel something. Oh, I had to lose my butt, though.
Right.
I mean, there's gonna always be something. Oh, my head. I always tell people, I said, I'm gonna look like a little bobblehead. Because it's just like, okay, like I got to that point, I reached that goal. And like somebody said, life is a journey, it's not a destination, it's a journey. We miss the whole process in between because we looking like, okay, I want to be here.
Yeah.
But we throughout the process, we frustrated, we confused, we mad, we depressed, we missed the whole journey. And then you'd be like, okay, where did these last 2 years just go? Like, I'm 45 now. Like, where did the last 5 years of my life went? But because we out of focus, you know. A lot of times, like, I'm like, okay, God, I'm not where I want to be. But I'm not where I used to be. I say we have to take steps, embrace who we are, love who we are. Like I say, I don't compare myself to the next person. We all have that point at some time, because at the point I feel like where I'm at in life is where God wants me to be. You know, a lot of times we want, he said, be anxious for nothing. You know, be content in whatsoever state that you're in, because if we, not that we're not supposed to have goals, but if we jump too far ahead, we can't enjoy our present moment, because we want to be down the street with Sue and her big old mansion and her, you know, and all that stuff she got going on, that you forget who God, what God have you at the moment.
Right.
So I want to say we have to embrace, like you said, we want to make more healthy choices as women. We want to take care of our bodies. We want to be able to do, but we need to, like you said, we want to do it for the right reason, not because I want to look like Sue. I want to look like, I want to have this, I want to be snatched, baby. Be like, I want to be snatched. Yeah. I'm like, girl, I ain't never been snatched. I was like, I just want to be healthy. I had never been snatched. I just want to be healthy.
I want to, like, control, discipline my life to where I'm just eating the right foods, you know?
Yeah.
In the Black community, there's a lot of people that deal with high blood pressure, you know, diabetes. You know, I want to make the right decisions, because I feel like, you know, if I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labor and the things that I'm building, if I'm not healthy, I can't enjoy this for a long time.
Yeah.
You know right. what I'm saying? So, which is why I want to be able to live a long life and see, yes. you know, my next generation. You know, so I feel like if I sacrifice, back to sacrifice, if I sacrifice the right thing, the wrong things, so I can be able to get the right things,
come on,
you know, girl. And receive the right blessings, then there are some things that I have to be willing to give up.
Yeah.
You right. know, to reach, to be able to maintain the journey that I'm on.
What's that key word you said? You got to be willing.
I have to be willing.
Willing.
Because you got, let's be real, if some people working out don't want to be working out.
No.
So you need to go back to the drawing board until you want to work out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What if you just want to just, like, okay, I want to give, like, something that you really love. Like, today I'm going to give up potato chips. I love potato chips. Like, start small. And yeah. then you work yourself up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People just going, like, they feel like they just go straight in. Like, I'm going to give up. I'm going this dog straight in. Like, you're not used to doing that. You have to. You gotta slide your way in. You know what I'm saying? And figure out the triggers. Like me, I'm learning my triggers. What causes me to eat something that you know that's gonna make me fatigued in the next 15, 20 minutes.
And you know your body. If you are a sugary person, let's say that.
Yeah.
Your body crazy.
Yeah, my body.
Your body. Listen, I'm a liquid person. If my body craves liquid, my husband be like, listen, I want to drink some stuff in this house.
Mm-hmm.
But I just crave liquid. But I'm just like, I don't care. I can drink everything and I just crave something. But I had to figure out, okay, what's making me drink this? You know, what is going on? But anyway, it was a psychological thing.
Right.
Y'all want me to tell you what happened? This is what happened. When I was a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the story for me. When I was a kid, my mother did not like to fill our glass all the time, and we could not go in the refrigerator and drink whatever we wanted to drink.
Right?
Right? When I became grown,
this
is my refrigerator.
Yeah.
But why am I bringing this up? Because I've been grown for a long time. But what I'm saying is, back to that issue.
Yeah.
You got to find out, like you say, trigger. You got to find out what that issue is. If you don't find out what your issue is, you keep doing it. Like I was always in a rush. Always in a rush about stuff. I had to stop and figure out why am I always rushing to do stuff or trying to get it done? Like if I don't get it done now, it'll never get done. Why was I like that? But it was some things that happened to me in my life that made me feel like this is gonna end soon. So I better go ahead and do it now. If you got abandonment issues, you're like that.
Yes.
If people have left you, you're like that.
It's roots.
Yeah, it's roots to all of these things, which I'm gonna have a healing ground show gonna come up. And I'm gonna help some folks. I'm gonna go into healing. I'm gonna go into going into your childhood, going into those places that you don't want to venture into.
Yeah.
And you have begun to self-medicate. And I'm not talking about with pills, but some people are using pills. But I'm saying some people work out. That's a self-medicate. You know what I'm saying? They always at the gym. You know, they get paid to go to the gym. But even though I don't, I'm not a fan of Paula White right now.
Yeah.
Paula White said something a long time ago. You can't conquer what you don't confront.
That's it.
So if you are not confronting the things from your childhood, I don't care how grown you are. You could be real grown. You could be 60.
You could be
wealthy. And you still have those areas in your life that you did not confront. And they can still be running your life.
And don't wait till you get grown to decide that you want to confront the things that's causing you to stay stagnant. Like some of the things that you scared to pull out the bag. Don't wait till you get grown, because that thing will keep you from being successful. That thing will stop you.
Sometimes it happens when you're grown.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the tools or nobody has had that conversation with you to help you identify the areas in your life. That's why I think counseling is important for everybody.
Everybody.
You know, some people think, I'm going to just get counseling here. My marriage is going bad. I'm getting counseling. No. If you have been through a traumatic childhood and you know it, you need counseling. You need to let them help you walk. Because when I got out of my mama's house, honey, I was a wreck and didn't know it. I was a shipwreck and didn't know it. I was in horrible relationships. I would put myself in horrible positions. But I was like they say, green as a blade of grass. Mm. My mama was a part of a church that kept us so closed in. You can't go to the movies. You can't go ahead. You got to wear skirts down all the way to your ankles. You got to be, you know, this can't be shown. You can't wear makeup. So I was coming out of a traumatic experience, an abusive experience. I just want to throw that out there for those of you that's in cults, okay? When I came out of it, I'm thinking, I'm going to live my life. But the bottom line was, I didn't know nothing.
Right.
My mama didn't prepare me for nothing. Not natural. She prepared me spiritual. She didn't prepare me naturally. So I got out there and it was just. So you have to go back to the root. When you get to the root, you can cast it down. You can get delivered from it. But if you ain't willing to go back, like some people are like, you're grown. Your mama ain't got to apologize for nothing she did. But you still need to have the conversation. I don't need my mother to apologize for nothing, but I need for her to hear what I have to say.
Right.
So that I can get that off of me.
Right.
You have to, listen, I know that we got this get over it type thing, but you can't get over something that you ain't conquered. I'm just going to be real with you. Until you conquer that thing, until you call it out, because the enemy loves to have those dark places.
Right.
As long as you have dark places in your life, guess what he can do? He can play around in your life.
Come on.
He said, keep that secret. Keep that pain. Keep that abandonment. Keep that bitterness, because I want to play around in your life.
Right.
And if you get rid of those things, then I can't play around in your life.
Right.
So you got to what? Identify them, shine the light on them, so they can be
exposed. Yeah, you got to expose them.
You got to expose them.
I mean, because I wanted to talk about, we could probably make it to traumatic events. Because a lot of times, like you said, a lot of times it lays dormant until those triggers come. And it triggers everything in you. We all have those triggers in life. And if you don't deal with your issue go to deal with you eventually. So you have to deal with those issues. Like you said, they will be issued all the way back from childhood, like 25 years ago, something that took place with you. And if you never release it, it's going to lay dormant. If you never deal with it, it's going to lay dormant. And you're not going to realize it's there until something triggers it.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, I didn't know I was feeling all of that until something triggered it.
It's going to jump out the closet. You're going to be like, what?
Wait, well, you're going to shock yourself.
Look, let me tell y'all something. The jealousy jump out the closet. You be like, why am I feeling like this? You know? Because, let me tell you something. And I'm going to point this out because there's a lot of us women that's dealing with this and don't realize it. When you got a problem with another woman for her success, you don't know why you're irritated. It's not because, now I'm telling you how slick jealousy is. It'll make you think that they have a problem with you or that they are trying to outdo you. That is a deceptive conversation that the enemy likes to have with you. When actually, you have to take responsibility for your feelings. This is how you do it. You say, maybe I feel this way because I feel like I should be further in my life. Maybe, and that's jealousy. That's jealousy.
Come on, speak on.
And we all have it sometimes. We look at what somebody else is doing. We look at what they have achieved, like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And we begin to say, oh, they think they all of that. So you're going to take one or two attitudes. I got a problem with them, and I don't know why. Oh, it should get on my, you know, we have, but that's coming from a place of jealousy. Because we know that we didn't put in the work that we should have put in when we were doing what we were supposed to be doing.
Come on.
While we was locked up. And now,
Your friend was working?
Yeah. And now they put in the work and they have achieved what they, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're seeing the fruit. Now you got an issue. But you got to come back and take responsibility for your feelings.
For those emotions.
Yeah. And once you take responsibility for your feelings, then you're able to grow in your own life. But until you take responsibility, you cannot, everybody you see that's coming up, you're going to have a problem with. You're going to have a problem with. Because you're going to look and say, now, I remember when we was struggling. Mm-hmm. I remember when she didn't have a pot to pee in and a window to throw it out of.
Yeah.
You got to know that conversation that's going on with you is coming out of jealousy. Then after you figure out it's coming out of jealousy, why am I jealous? Then you got to, it makes you deal with you.
Right.
Lord, created, give me a
clean heart and renew a right
spirit in me.
Yeah.
So when so when you get jealous, like Rita say, what you say, Rita, when you expose it and you know, it comes to surface and lay dormant. Now, when it comes to surface, right? Yeah. Y'all don't say I'm tripping, but that's God.
Yes, God.
When jealousy comes, when any type of emotion that is ungodly comes to surface, that's God. Because he applies the heat, right? What you do when you boil soup, right? Sure. When you boil the soup, right? All the season, everything what? Comes to the top.
Comes to the surface.
Right? So God allows that heat to ignite, right? You ever turn a gas stove that probably be going?
Yeah.
He allows it to ignite so the heat can get going. So guess what? Boom, it's at the top. Why am I upset? Why am I feeling hurt? Why am I feeling let down? Why am I feeling disappointed? God allowed this to come out the closet and be exposed so you can take responsibility.
Right.
And get help. And get delivered.
And be a kind of like, be receptive. Like, if you know that that's something that you deal with, don't run from it when somebody exposes
you. Oh.
Like, be like, that's the moment when you need to be the victim. Be the victim. When you get exposed about something about you, don't try to fight it. Because then at that moment, like, you know how they say an open rebuke is better than secret love. Like, and this goes back to, like, you can't get mad because your friend sacrificed everything in her life to be where she at today. But now you want to be jealous because she put it in the work. She made a decision. She decided, I'm not going to give my kids these gifts this year. I'm going to put this money into this business. But then you went to go do whatever you wanted to do with your money. And then, like, now she booming. You not booming. So you jealous.
Yeah. And all you got to do is call her and say, girl, teach me how you got where you got. But we don't want to humble ourselves.
We don't want to humble ourselves.
Now watch this. Since we're right here, when we got to go in just a few minutes, since we're right here, you don't want to humble yourself. Now watch this. So, and this is for the spiritual people that understand where I'm coming from. You're not going to have abandonment by itself.
Right.
You're going to have jealousy.
Coming to
try. And then you're going to have, what else did you say? You're going to have pride.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things is always going to be coupled with something.
Right.
It's never going to be by itself. Look, from I have a healing ground, y'all help y'all with it. And I'm going to call it Bag Lady because I love it.
Ooh.
Yes, I've been waiting to do Bag Lady for a while. But it's coming. You're not just going to have jealousy. You're going to have hatred. It's going to be linked up here to neglect.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be. You get what I'm saying? You're not just gonna have she's verbally abusive. It's gonna go up here to sexual abuse, or it's gonna go down here to
what they call it, a pyramid.
Yeah, but watch what the Bible says. It says when that spirit comes to dwell, it's gonna bring seven other spirits.
Come on.
Okay, so Boom. I'm going to leave y'all with that because we're going to get into that in a Healing Ground show. How about that?
Yes, a domino effect.
Go ahead, Rita. Go ahead and give your final words for today and sign off.
Well, thank y'all for joining us today. Just know that faith without works is dead. So you have to put in the work. You have to sacrifice. You have to be disciplined. And it's all a process. It does not happen overnight. Mm-hmm. Also, just remember, we are doing a, I'm going to get with you guys about the toy drive, a blanket drive, and a food drive for the month of December. So if you like to join, or you like to donate, or you like to volunteer, just contact us, and we'll be able, well, you know, I'll be able to share more information. So meet us next week at this time, same place. Rita Nelson, signing off.
All right, Glory. Hello, everybody. I'm Glory again. Remember today, sacrifice something that you love the most that's keeps you from moving forward. Take that with you. Put it under your pillow. Write on your mirror in your restroom. What am I willing to give up today to accomplish what I need to accomplish tomorrow? Sacrifices. Y'all have a blessed day. Well, love y'all, but we gotta go. Remember, what did Rita say? If you don't handle your issue, what did you say, Rita?
She's gonna find you out.
If you don't sacrifice now, you'll suffer later.
Yeah. You'll suffer later. So we love y'all. Remember, Sisters United, we're uniting women to inspire, encourage, and empower.
Holding on. Better believe I hold on, holding on. You better believe I.